Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, John Copeland and his special guest Jesse Duplantis encourage us not to give up on our dreams, but to press through the challenges that often come before we experience God's victory.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm John Copeland. I'm the son of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and I have a very special guest with me this last week and this week. And I want to tell you, if you've missed any of these broadcasts, you need to go back and watch them online. They're all there for you. You can watch them on demand at your convenience. But I'm telling you, it's really, really good stuff. And we're talking about vision and talking about getting the vision of God for your life and fulfilling that vision. And my special guest is Jesse Duplantis. So you know it's going to be fun, right?
Hallelujah.
When you know Jesse's here, it's going to be a fun time.
Amen.
Jesse,
John,
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
almost
it.
20 years that you've been preaching with mom and dad. It doesn't seem that long.
No. Well, when you're having fun and you're with the right people, it's not that long. It's just very easy.
Well, it's been great. We've really enjoyed you and Kathy and your friendship.
Thank you. Blessing them.
And I'm really enjoying what you're talking about here this week with vision.
Well, vision is so powerful. I want to start off with this. I think it's there should never be a battlefield or a battle over your vision. The battlefield of your vision usually is in your mind. It's not in your vision. Some people battle the vision instead of battling the mind. The mind, Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. I wrote something down I want to read to you. It says this: you have to win in your mind before you can win in life. Every day is an opportunity to start again. For you to reach your destiny and get to your destination to where your vision is fulfilled, where God can give you another vision, John, is that you have to win this thing in the mind. The mind has to be transformed. It has to be. It cannot stand on its own. Your spirit believes 100% of what God says. I give you a prime example of that. If you're born again and you believe in healing and you walk to a mall today, watch this. So any mall, you're just shopping and whatever, and you see someone that's crippled or in a wheelchair that's hurt real bad. Your spirit, John, it won't even blink. Your spirit will say, go over there, grab them, pull them out of that wheelchair, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. Your spirit goes, yes. Your mind says, control yourself, fool. Are you crazy? We're going to get a lawsuit here. This is going to be bad. The guy's going to fall down. All that kind of stuff.
And the mind usually wins.
And the mind usually wins because we spend more time with the mind than we do with our spirit. You got to write that down. That'll help you. Because you see, your mind is the natural part of that's where worry comes in. Worry is the hijacker of your dream. It's the hijacker of your vision. It's a hijacker of your peace in life. That is not a part of you. Your spirit doesn't worry. That's why God said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may know, not God, because he already knows, that you may know that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So I think today, we didn't finish it yesterday, and we want to finish it today, but so many people worrying about it. And, you know, I know God, they said this, I know God told me to do this, but it didn't work in Brother Jesse. Well, it may not be working as fast as you want to, but it is working. Your battlefield is not with the vision. Your battlefield is with the mind. I tell people to never fight faith. Fight the good fight of faith. You know, I find a lot of times people don't understand us, quote, quote, faith people, like they say, because, see, they're fighting faith. I have never fought faith in my life, but I do fight the good fight of faith. And God calls it a good fight. Because why? Because he saw the end result. He sees the W in the box. He sees the win. There's no loss in faith. Faith is the fabric or the thread of the fabric of God's clothes. It's truly amazing how it can wrap you. People say, why? Don't you only preach faith? I said, no, man, I preach the whole counsel of God. But faith comes in everything that I do preach because it takes faith to believe that God exists to start with, to believe that God will do what he says. You see, now this doesn't happen. Oh, you can't change your mind overnight, but you can change it night by night. You know, you just keep putting. I have learned, and you may think I'm nuts, how to control when the devil tries to use my thought processes in my mind while I'm sleeping. I mean, have you ever had some nasty, trashy dream? All kind of junk? So before I go to bed, before I lay my head down to sleep, which I need rest, I said, Lord, I put the scripture in my mind. I said, this is my mind. And while I'm maybe in an unconscious state, Satan coming in, come flashing junk in there that just, and you know, you don't rest very well. How many times you've had a really terrible dream? You didn't sleep good because it didn't let your body sleep right. So what I do is I fill up my mind. I'm talking about my conscious mind now, or my subconscious, however you want to call it, with the word of the Lord before I go to bed. and I let that rest. And I can prove to you how that happens. Because have you ever noticed if a child sneaks out and watches a horror movie, then they go to bed to get scared? Mm-hmm. Because you see, that thing takes resident in the mind, because the mind is a natural thing. That's where the battlefield is. But the whole thing is we can overcome that through our spirits by staying in the Word of God. The vision, remember, is given to you for only one reason, not to make you a big shot, to fulfill the Word of God in your life. And there's a scripture in the Bible that said he gives his beloved sleep. So when I go to bed, I want to sleep. I don't want to toss. I don't want to turn, all those kind of things. I want to sleep. So when I wake up, I feel totally rested, complete, entire, lacking or wanting nothing. Then I go about my business. So I really believe today, if you're having trouble with your vision, it might be because you're fighting it. You're fighting it instead of fighting the mind part. The mind part says it's not this, it's not that. So what I'd like you to do is right now, begin to go to your spirit. The real you is on the inside. Oh, yeah. See, the mind forgets things, but the spirit never does. You think about that. But when you wound someone, if you wound their spirit, it takes a lifetime for it to heal. But in the mind, you know, the next day's come, you know. So worry and fret and fear has never, ever, I can honestly say this, hijacked my spirit. Spirit too strong. But it has at times hijacked my mind. And I allowed it to happen. But when I took my mind and said, excuse me, I'm not going to conform to what you're saying. I'm going to transform you by what the Word of God says so I can complete my destiny, you know, and reach my destination or complete my vision. You see, that's how I do that on a daily basis. That's how I walk in life with a smile on my face. Now, everybody thinks I never have trouble. I've had many opportunities to fail. I just don't take any. I've been down in 3 airplane crashes. So I bought my own one, because now I know that one's safe. You understand? Not 1 year, but over the years. I mean, I've had guns shot at me. I've had knives pulled on me. You know, trying to preach the gospel to do good. I've had people want to hurt me, and they don't even know me. I had a man one time wanted to hurt me real bad because he thought his wife was giving me his money. I didn't even know his wife. She never gave me a dime. Now he turned out to be one of my partners. He got born again. Because what happened was the devil was messing with his mind. If I see someone that has something I don't have, I don't say, well, I'll tell you one thing. How come God didn't do that for me? Well, maybe you didn't ask for it. And first thing first, maybe there always be somebody you should look up to. Person, they says, Brother Jesse, do you own a Rolls Royce? I said, no, sir. I said, but I have 2 friends of mine that do. And I get a chance to ride in that baby. I'm going to ride in that baby. It's a blessing of the Lord. I'm not mad that they have it. I'm not mad that I don't have one. I'm glad I know somebody that's got one. You see what I'm saying? That's the whole key. But I've learned to transform that mind. Jealousy is not a part of my life. Neither is envy and neither is strife. I refuse that. My life is made up of one thing, completing my destiny and reaching my destination. What has God called Jesse to plan us to do? What has God called you to do? That's what should be your primary factor in life. And everything else comes in secondary to that. Because if you obey God, John, then your family is going to turn out right. That doesn't mean they're not going to make mistakes. I've heard years ago, let me give you a revelation that the Lord told me just a few days ago. I hear people all the time, that boy of mine, he's running from God. Y'all brought him up in church and he's living in sin, he's running from God. I say, he ain't running from God. And they look at me and say, what do you mean, Brother Jesse? I said, he's running from what God told him to do. Because how many times you sat that boy down or you sat that girl down and you start telling, boy, I raised you right. I raised you up in church. Especially a mama can do that, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's why you see the boy or even the daughter, the tears are coming down. Listen, mama, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, mama. I didn't mean to do that, you know. Mama, I just can't live the life, that kind of stuff. You notice that anointing of God that you put in their life through the teaching of the Word is still there. So they're not running from God, John. They're running for what God told them to do. And the Bible says you got the promise of your family down to 1,000 generations. So let me help you. It's going to work. They're going to come back the way you want them to come back. They may not be right now, but that Word of God is still planted in that heart. That's why you can motivate them and move them. So they ain't running from you. You're running from God. You don't have nothing to do with God. Running from what God told them to do or running from your duty. And that's the whole key to this. I don't run from my vision. I run toward my vision. But I've realized that there are obstacles sent by the devil through my mind, not through my spirit, through my mind. So I have to be in constant, I would say battle, I guess you could say, with my mind. because that's where my mind is, where I connect in the natural life, the sense knowledge of things. And that's going by smell, taste, feel, touch, you know, and it can cause some doubt. It can cause some fear. Like, for example, God tells you to buy something. You go look at your wallet. Have you ever had looked in your wallet and saw an abundance of lack? I mean, there ain't nothing in it. You think, how am I going to buy that? But did God say you could have it? Yes. That you have to establish. Did God say you could have it? Yes. Well, if he said it, his word will not return void. So don't let time defeat you. John, most people are not defeated for a lack of faith. I got to thinking about that. How much faith does it take to get it done? Jesus said faith the size of a mustard seed. That's about the size of a bit off fingernail. A mustard seed, if you've ever seen one. I mean, it's that small. He said, you would say unto this mountain, you know, to be thrown in the sea. The only place you can hide a mountain that I know of is in the ocean, in the sea. Can't see it, throw it in the sea, because it's that deep. So you're not being defeated because your faith is weak. You may be being defeated because of a time factor. And that's where the battle of the mind comes. You see that stuff, that faith stuff don't work. I gave and I just lost my money. Hey, the day ain't over yet. Or like they said, a fat lady hadn't sung, you know, whatever they say. It makes no difference. It will come to pass. God says, what you sow, you will reap. He said that, be not deceived. And don't you mock me by saying that doesn't happen. He said, God's not deceived. Whatsoever a man. Whatsoever is three words in one word. Whatsoever. Whatever you're going to sow, you're going to reap. So let me tell you something. God sowed a vision in your life, and he's going to reap that vision in your life. Where you're struggling is in the battlefield of the mind. And that's in everything you do, spiritually, physically, or financially.
It really is. I mean, you think about it. That's the place that most things get stopped.
That's right.
You know, most, you know, you see something on TV, maybe you see an evangelist laying hands on people, mm-hmm. and they're being healed. And then your mind comes back and said, mm-hmm. well, I remember I saw that, you know, special on this network. And they said, oh, that's all a lie.
Yeah.
So then your mind says, no, that's not true, you know. And so then your mind sits there and does those things to you, you know. And you see, you can be talked out of. And mm-hmm. the world wants to talk you out of it.
You better know it.
The world wants to talk you out of, you know, the good news of the gospel. It wants to talk you out of healing. It wants to talk you out of prosperity. It wants to talk you out of having a good family life. The media and the movies and the news, all that is pushing everything towards destruction.
That's right.
In life. You know, the bad news and, you know, everybody's, you know, I mean, it's just covered with it. You know what I'm talking about.
John, I don't mean to interrupt you. Wouldn't it be astounding if you turned on the news today and they started out with a good story? They never do. You never, yeah, I don't mean to interrupt you, but think about
sell.
That. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Then they'll say, well, this is the end of the week, and we want to do a good story. There are a lot of great stories out there. There's a lot of good news. Well, we've even saw this in this economic turndown. You know, they start talking that bad stuff, and it kept going deeper and deeper and sinking.
They'll talk us into it whether we're well,
they even,
or not.
They even told the President of the United States, don't talk bad no more. So he started changing it and noticed it. All of a sudden, the stock market kind of leveled off. And started coming up. You see, what you say, you're going to have. But what you speak against, as you said last week, you can't have. So, you know, recessions and depressions come either through an abundance of unbelief and fear, and success comes through an abundance of faith and manifestation. You know, stock market's all done on fear and faith. Mm-hmm. God is buying the stock, thinks it's going up. God's selling the stock, thinks it's going down. It's all fear and faith, fear and faith, fear and faith. I would prefer to have the faith of it than the fear of it, see? So, and you're so right that once you can control the mind, same thing with a diet. You know when people lose weight? When their mindset gets right. I mean, mm-hmm. the first 3 or 4 days, your body said, are you crazy? You're starving me to death. But you know what you've taught your body all those years that you didn't diet? It's kind of funny, but I think this is the way the body works, and it'll help you because it's a fight of the mind. If you're eating too much food, you keep sending it down the pike. You know what you're telling the body? The body begins to think, he knows we don't need this much food. He must know something we don't know. A famine must be coming or something. So store. It starts storing fat. It's for the lean times. See, because all it knows to do is, if you're putting too much in there, is not try to get rid of it. Store. Now watch this. When you go on the diet, watch how the mindset works. You have to defeat that mind, because the mind will tell the body, slow down the metabolism. don't burn no more fat. Because I'll tell you what, man, we got to sit.
His throat must be cut.
It's just something, man, we got to hold on for dear life. And you go and you get so frustrated. You go a whole week starving and all that kind of stuff. And you get on your head and lost a pound. But notice this, if you continue another day or two, all of a sudden you drop four. Because the body gives up. The mind gives up. So evidently, we better start using this stuff that's in storage. Because he's not sending any more down the pike. It's the same way with your vision, ladies and gentlemen. God gave you a vision. It's full of power. It's full of joy. And it's full of manifestation. But the mind's going to tell you it don't have any joy. It don't have this. It don't have that because the mind's natural. And the vision is spiritual. But because the vision, I love the vision being spiritual, it produces the natural manifestation of the thing. And it work, and it doesn't work some of the time. I'm going to just say this. It works all the time. God doesn't just throw words around to see where they may splatter. I find sometimes people try to make God like that. He said that, but you know. What do you mean you know? Mm-hmm. You're talking God here. I know he said that, but what do you mean? There's no conjunction in the sentence. This is what he said. And I love Psalms 89, verse 34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that goes out of my lips. That's what God said about your vision, about my vision, and about these people's vision. He says he will not alter it. Now, we can alter it, and it's only done in the battlefield of the mind. That's why I wanted to take up today about that worry stuff, because the worry takes over the mind.
So when it's hitting you like that, when you're being bombarded with that worry, mm-hmm. what do you do? How do you
make it? That's a great question. This is what Jesse the Planet does. Okay, you have the gall and the audacity to fill my mind up to the point that it'll make your body physically sick. It'll cause your stomach to produce a bleeding ulcer. So since it's going to fill up my mind with worry and trouble, I start using the Word of God as I call it my freedom book. It destroys the worry. I start saying what it says, and I can't say it inside. I have to say it outside. I don't know about you. Maybe you're strong enough to say it inside. I start saying it outside. I want my mind to hear what my mouth is saying. So when I hear this, you can't do that. Or if I have something to mention, oh, man, that's just too much money. Wait, we can't do this. And all the experts are saying you can't do this. But I know God told me to do it. I say, well, God said I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. So I'm not by myself. He said, greater is he was in me than he was in the world. Now, if it's not in you, it can't come on. He said, if I say unto that mountain, be thou removed. Who says it? I say it. He also tell me, tell it where to go. Yeah, be thou cast in the sea. Not down your heart, believe those things what you say. Not what God says. What you say will come to pass. You should have whatsoever you say. Well, what about desires? What things soever you desire. Now, you see, the church world says, no. He didn't mean that. It means what things soever he desires. No. It's in red. Ladies and gentlemen, look at it. It's in red in the Bible. I've never been able to change that color of the ink. I had a guy one time. And it wasn't an argument because I won that. He said, you know, I used to believe in the hundredfold. So I'm listening. Now, you know, your father believes in the hundredfold. I believe in the hundredfold. You believe in the hundredfold. He said, but I now decided that it's called optimum yield. Optimum yield has limits. Optimum yield means this. Yes, in a recession, because you love God, you're going to sell your house. You're going to make more money in your house than anyone else in the community. But you're not going to be able to get what it really was. No. Jesus said. 30, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. You see, to me, that's limitation. I said, you just changed the word of God. Oh, no, I didn't. I said, yes, you did. You limited something that's unlimited. It's unlimited. This is what God said. Jody, my daughter, is now 37 years old, and she says it, still says it today. If you can ever get my daddy to say something, he's going to do what he says. I'll give you a little quick story about her. When she was 5 years old, she believed in me so much. We used to live in a neighborhood. Remember you had an ice cream man and a bread man and a milk man?
Remember the ice cream man.
Well, I'm a little older than you are. I mean, they would just come bring the stuff to the house. Well, remember when you could let your child go play by herself, not worry about somebody sexually molesting her? You could play in the park, you know, because all the kids went to the park. They might be down the street from your house, but they could play and they'd come back and all this. All you had to do is get outside your house and say, Jody, and it'd be there. Well, that was one of those days. And I was in my house. I heard ding, ding, a ling, ding, a ding, 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 ding. And I thought, Kathy must have stopped the ice cream man. You know what happened? I'm sorry. I didn't think. I thought she was buying ice cream. She comes. She said, Jesse, ice cream man wants to talk to you. Talk to me. So I said, yes. So he said, are you Jesse Duplantis? I said, yes, I am. He said, do you have a daughter named Jody Duplantis? I said, yes. He said, you owe me $47.68. I said, oh, you what? He said, you have a daughter, Jody? Yeah. He said, she just bought everyone in the park an ice cream and told me to come down to the end of the street that you would pay me. And he stuck his hand out. Well, I couldn't believe it. I gave him the $47.68. I walk out. I went, Jody! And I saw a little face like that. She come running. And all the other kids come running to get their ice cream. And they all look at him and say, thank you, Mr. Jesse. Thank you. And I said, that's great, kids. Jody, come here. I want to talk to her. I brought her inside. I said, what's your problem? What did you do? And she said, what do you mean, Daddy? I said, you bought everybody in the park an ice cream? And she said this, well, Daddy, you told me not to eat in front of people without offering them something. That's true. I said that. I wouldn't think about buying everybody in the park an ice cream. She said, Daddy, did you pay the bill? I said, yes. She said, then we don't have a problem. Licked her ice cream and walked back outside. Now, you know what? She was taking me at my word. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll take God at his word, especially them red parts, buddy, whoo, Jesus, it will come to pass. You're going to get your ice cream. And not only will you get your ice cream, you'll have enough money to buy everybody else one in the park, too.
That's a great story. And
that's a true story. Jody did that.
Jody evidently knows how to work you pretty well, too.
Yes, she does very well. And I tell you what, I like it. I love it. I tell you, I've only had one daughter. She's fulfilled everything in my life. And now I'm a bona fide grandfather, John.
Oh,
and I have
man.
A little baby girl. Oh, and she's fulfilled everything in my life. I'm a happy man.
Well, that's awesome, Jesse. And you've been speaking to that.
Oh, for a long time.
For a long time.
Yes,
now.
I have.
You've had the vision before Jody. And then,
yes, I did.
Well, you know, there's a vision there that God has for you, and you have to realize it. You have to go after that. In the battlefield of the mind, you have to attack the mind, and
that's
you
right.
can attack it with your words. You attack it with the scriptures, putting these scriptures in your mouth. Because, you know, Dad always uses the illustration. You can't think about one thing and say another.
Yeah.
As soon as you start saying the other, that's what's going to be in your
that's
mind.
Right.
Out loud. Dad said that when things would come against him where he, you know, God would tell him to do something and the devil would be coming at him, telling him all the reasons why he can't, then what he would do is he'd start saying out loud with his voice because that shuts the mind down.
Yes, sir.
The mind has to be quiet to listen to what your voice says. You start putting these scriptures in there. You start speaking the things that you can do because God's with you. And then it'll change that.
Amen.
And pretty soon those thoughts will quit coming. There'll be less and
that's
less
right.
and less. So you don't have to just sit there and take it. Don't sit there and listen to those thoughts. Put good words in your mouth and it'll change that. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Does it seem like your life is passing you by? Have you lost your passion for life? Are you unsure of your destiny and purpose? We all have a special calling on our lives. We're all here for a reason. We all have a purpose. In the newest release from Jesse Duplantis, The Everyday Visionary, you can find purpose for your life, realize your potential, and start living now. With practical principles, Jesse explains how to get your vision from God, how to move that vision to reality, and why it is so important to make every day count towards something good. God desires for you to live an active and fulfilled life. We're not here to just exist, but to do well, live happy, and to make a difference for God. You can find your purpose and make it a reality today. Be courageous, step out, focus your thoughts, and change your life. Order your copy of Jesse Duplantis' new book, The Everyday Visionary, today for only $16. For faster delivery, order on our website at kcm.org. To order by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455. Or you may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Learn how to become an everyday visionary and fulfill God's plan for your life. Order your copy today.
This is a great book of Jesse's, The Everyday Visionary. If you want to be successful and fulfill your destiny, this book will help you. It'll impact all the areas of your life. It'll help your marriage. You can teach it to your children. You know, I was just sitting there thinking, Jesse, this would be a great book for groups.
That's right.
Like
Bible
at churches,
studies.
Bible studies.
Yes, sir.
Church groups.
Amen.
To sit down and go through the book, mm-hmm. you know, chapter by chapter and study it together. I think it would be a really great product
I promise you, John, they'll learn something, and what they learn will be manifested. It will work for you. I'm not saying it because it's my book. It just works.
So you should get this. It will make a difference in your life. Prayer is one of the most important things here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and we have a staff of prayer ministers who are full-time our staff. These aren't people we contract out with who are not here and part of us, because I know that happens these days. This is a staff that is here solely dedicated to our partners and friends to pray for you, and I want to encourage you to call them. We're here in the United States. We're 24 hours, 7 days a week. And we have other offices around the world, Australia, Canada, Europe, Africa, Eastern Europe. And if you're in those countries, just look up there up on your screen and it'll tell you the hours that the prayer lines are open. We're here for you. And so we want to pray for you because prayer is what changes things.
That's right.
I know some of you, you may not have anybody that, you know, can believe in faith with you to stand in agreement with you. Well, I want you to know that we've got people standing here waiting for you to call. So if you need prayer for healing or family or whatever the case may be, I want you to know that we're here for you.
Amen.
Well, Jesse had another great day.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be even better tomorrow. So you tune in and I want you to know this is John Copeland and Jesse Duplantis reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website today at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product through our online store. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you, walk in the blessing, and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Let God's glory shine in your life at the 2009 Southwest Believers Convention. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for ages 13 through 18, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.
For me, vision is really important because it is the roadmap to where you're going in your future. It's like taking a trip without really knowing where you're going, where you're headed, where you want to be, where you want to end up, what destination you want to arrive to. So having a vision, it helps lay out that roadmap. It helps set the course for where that person wants to end up or where you want to end up.
I think it's so important to have a vision for your life. In Habakkuk 2:2, it says to write the vision out, make it plain so that others who read it can run with it. So I think a lot of people don't realize that having a vision for your life is so important because it does affect other people and generations to come so that they can read that vision and they can run and take off with it.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Anybody can be a hearer.
That's right.
Anybody can hear the word. There's thousands, millions of people out there hearing it.
That's right.
But there's not that many doers. And it's the ones that do, that step up and they do mm-hmm. it. They're the ones that change things in the world. They're the ones that are making the difference in the earth.